Shalom Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Well, I'm interviewing Eric Steckelbeck, and on his brand new book, The Brotherhood, America's Next Great Enemy, why do you say the Muslim Brotherhood, Eric, is America's next great enemy?
Remember, Sid, the Muslim Brotherhood is the main driving force behind all of the terrorism we see today. It's not just the Brotherhood that's America's next great enemy. It's this whole global radical Islamic movement led by the Brotherhood, but including its offshoots like Al-Qaeda, like Hamas, like homegrown jihadists, Boston bomber types, Fort Hood shooter, these types of individuals, Sid, all of them stem from the Brotherhood and from the Muslim Brotherhood's radical ideology. And also, by the way, the Iranian regime, the Iranians, Hezbollah, not to get too in the weeds theologically, but Sunni and Shia, yeah, they're at each other's throats often, but when it comes to killing Christians and Jews, they get along just fine. I believe this is the next, it's the current enemy now, Sid, really. Since 9/11 in particular, this Islamic terror threat has come to the forefront, and it's got staying power, Sid. This has been 1,400 years of jihad. What we're seeing now is just the latest phase.
Okay, the average American, they're kind of interested in the uprisings and what's going on in the Middle East and the changing of administrations and what's happening in Israel. But why should the average American, and in particular the average American Christian, be concerned about these things going on so far away?
Number one, Sid, let's look at Egypt, which has been the main power base of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, when the Brotherhood was overthrown by the Egyptian military, the Brotherhood was only in power for 1 year. Mohamed Morsi, kicked out by the Egyptian military. I believe the Brotherhood will not go quietly. I'm very concerned, Sid, that what we're going to see is civil war in Egypt and sustained civil unrest. Now, if the Brotherhood and its radical allies...
I've read statements that the Brotherhood in Egypt says, we're going to fight to the death.
Yes. If they and their allies decide to do that, Sid, if they decide to wage a jihad against the Egyptian military, we could see a few things. One thing we could see is a campaign of terrorism. Imagine, Sid, if the Suez Canal was targeted by terrorism. Now, that's where a good amount of the world's oil passes through every day.
What repercussion would that have on us Americans if that happened?
Every American would feel it, Sid, every time they went to the pump to fill up. They would feel it in their pocketbook. Oil and gas prices would soar if the Suez Canal was shut down. And if Egypt, the world's most influential, most populous Arab nation, if it descends into civil war, the global economy is going to feel it. Look, Egypt right now, Sid, is moving towards famine, starvation. I'm not exaggerating. The Egyptian economy is so bad right now that there's talk of potential...
And they're massacring Christians. Why are they doing that in Egypt?
The ideology, Sid, the Islamist ideology of many in Egypt, whether it's a Muslim Brotherhood or, look, the Egyptian military also has not been kind to Egypt's Christians, but this is biblical, Sid. This is throughout the Middle East and North Africa. Christians in the birthplace, the cradle of Christianity, are on the run. They're being tortured, harassed, murdered. They're fleeing the Middle East. This is very biblical. Jesus said we would suffer for our faith. It's not going to be easy. Yeshua tells us it's not going to be easy in the latter days. And remember, a prophecy to remember about Egypt, Isaiah 19, and I'm paraphrasing here, Sid, talks about in the latter days a cruel master rising to power in Egypt. It talks about every Egyptian against every Egyptian, brother against brother. And I believe, Sid, it could be prophesying, Isaiah may have been prophesying about a future civil war in Egypt. And don't count out a potential war with Israel. Another reason people here need to care. If Egypt, Israel go to war, the region's on fire. The whole world is going to feel that as well.
And comment just briefly. Turkey used to be the least religious country of all of them. And all of a sudden, it's flipped from being a friend to the Israel and the United States to an enemy.
You know, Sid, I have an entire chapter on the Turkish threat in my new book. Turkey in 2002, Sid, took a turn for the worse. Basically, the Turkish version of, yes, the Muslim Brotherhood came to power in Turkey. It is now led by a man named Erdogan. Now, he is a lifelong anti-Semite. I describe in my book his history. He's an enemy of Israel, but he is a friend to President Obama. Sid, as a matter of fact, President Obama talks to this Turkish President Erdogan more than any other world leader other than David Cameron from Britain. They are fast friends, is our president and this radical Islamist Turkish leader.
Speaking of strange bedfellows, there is an organization called Occupy Wall Street. In your book, you tell us who financially supported them. Tell us.
Yeah, Occupy Wall Street, everyone remembers, Sid. This was an anarchist, communist, Marxist rally against the American system, against American capitalism. Very strange that radical Islamists around the world supported this movement vocally. Everyone from the Iranian regime to the Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, Hezbollah, all these jihadists around the world, all of them, Sid, issued statements supporting the communists and anarchists and atheists at Occupy Wall Street. Now, why would they do that? Because our radical Islamic enemies support any movement that weakens the fabric of America. You didn't see them supporting the Tea Party movement, Sid, because that was in favor of a strong, traditional America. But Occupy Wall Street, which sought to tear America down from within, the Islamists were all for it. No surprise there.
Now, you say that America is losing in this battle with radical Islam or the Muslim Brotherhood. Why do you say that?
The main problem is political correctness. We have yet to admit who we're facing. Who are we fighting, Sid? Our government tells us we're fighting violent extremists. Okay, are these Hindu extremists, Buddhist extremists? No. We're in a war against Islamic jihadists, Islamists. This is a totalitarian ideology. It is a seamless transition from Nazism to communism to Islamism. Not every Muslim is an Islamist, but there is a significant portion of the Muslim world that, yes, subscribes to the Osama bin Laden brand of Islam. Yet we can't admit what we're up against, Sid. I'll give you an example of how pathetic, and I use that word, pathetic, it's become with our head-in-the-sand philosophy. The Fort Hood shooter, Nidal Hassan, who slaughtered 13 American servicemen, yelled Allahu Akbar as he was doing it. In the Pentagon's official review of that attack, and I describe this in the book, they called that terrorist rampage workplace violence. That's how our own government, Sid, identified the Fort Hood terrorist attack. Workplace violence. He just had a bad day at the office and went and killed 13 people. That's a problem.
Why is the secular press afraid of telling the truth about Muslim Brotherhood, or are they conned? What do you think?
I think they're conned. First of all, Sid, as you and I have discussed, the Muslim Brotherhood are the dirtiest players in the game. Man, they are slick. They are media savvy. They wear suits and ties. They'll tell you everything you want to hear. So yes, they're conned. Secondly, the mainstream liberal media consistently supports what they see as the underdog. And right now, big bad America is oppressing those poor, unfortunate Muslims. That's another mind frame of the media. And Sid, also remember, many in the media, our gatekeepers, are committed leftists. So they see the Islamists who are chipping away at the fabric of America, and they kind of like it because they don't like traditional America either.
Well, your book is brand new, The Brotherhood, America's Next Great Enemy, but you've had some pretty substantial people review your book. Tell me what Glenn Beck had to say about your new book.
Glenn, he was supported my work. He's been great to me, Sid. He called the book genius. Never been called a genius before. My wife has to laugh at that one. She says the opposite. But Glenn called it genius. Very indebted to him. Alan West, who was a brave American serviceman, was a congressman, said it's a must read. Michelle Bachmann, who everyone knows, ran for president recently. She also said it's a must read for every American. So I'm flattered. I'm honored that such influential, strong people would get behind the book. And that's my goal with this book, Sid. I want to get it in the hands of every lawmaker on Capitol Hill, every decision maker in this country, and make a difference. Open eyes and help to lift the scale, with the help of the Holy Spirit, lift the scales from our decision makers' eyes and wake them up to this Muslim Brotherhood threat. The fox is guarding the hen house, and time is short and getting shorter. If we don't wake up and face...
Speaking of the fox guarding the hen house, even the most conservative press, Fox News, a high percentage of it is owned by Muslims. But the thing that I want to leave this thought with you from his book, historically, the Muslim Brotherhood collaborated with the Nazis, assassinated Anwar Sadat, helped found al-Qaeda. You can't call this a moderate group. I really want to get this book in your hands because you're going to have a handle of what's going on in the Middle East right now, an end-time Bible prophecy, like few people. You're going to know how to pray. You're going to know what's going to happen and what their goals are in America and what their strategy is, and that we're paying for it. The Obama administration has given $1.7 billion of taxpayer money to the Muslim Brotherhood throughout the world. The book, The Brotherhood, America's Next Great Enemy, and the two CDs, update CDs, no one else has them. We just got them because things are happening so rapidly, available for a gift of $40. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.